Ancient day, in ancient day, I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The ring, the heart on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The body's young, the semi's weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Fireside Chat with David James. This is show number 2. Yes, it's election night. I went on a Jewish site, the Times of Israel. I want you to get a load of some of this. Two new Jewish governors, the first two Muslim women in Congress, and a neo-Nazi running in Chicago loses after being disavowed by his party. J.B. Pritzker, a Jewish Democrat, will be the next governor of Illinois. And Democrat Jared Polis will be the first Jewish and first gay governor of Colorado. Isn't that good news? It's good news to the Jews. How do you like that? Huh? And they're also concerned, they like the idea in Michigan, Rashida Tlaib, who was expected to win, will become the first Palestinian-American to enter Congress. Tlaib favors a one-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and has opposed U.S. aid to Israel. Very interesting, isn't it? Wait till I read you something that comes up a little later. Wait till you hear it. Lena Epstein, a Jewish businesswoman with roots in the suburban Detroit Jewish community, who invited a defrocked Messianic rabbi to address a rally headlined by Vice President Mike Pence, will lose. The result is a Democratic pickup of a House seat. Epstein was the chair of Trump's 2016 campaign in Michigan. These Jews are always smiling, aren't they? It's like watching rats smile. In North Carolina, Democrat Kathy Manning, a philanthropist, of course, and longtime Jewish organizational leader, all Jews are philanthropists, aren't they? Yeah, for Jewish causes only. She lost her House race. She was the first woman to chair the Jewish Federations of North America and was a founder of PRISMA, an umbrella association for Jewish day schools. Now, who knows if this is really true or not, whoever won and lost, but they say Arthur Jones, the neo-Nazi, who won the Republican nomination on Chicago's South Side, lost his race, as expected. He had won his nomination unopposed and was repudiated by his party. Now, it says Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, a Democratic pro-Israel stalwart, is projected to win. He voted against the 2015 agreement on Iran's nuclear program, going against President Barack Obama and his own party. Menendez had been hampered by a corruption trial that ended in mistrial last year. Yeah. Did you know that Menendez is probably a Jew? I would almost say I'm 95% sure of that. Although I know they said he's not a Jew. Somewhere else here it says that. So let's see. Polis, 42, a former tech mogul, will succeed John Hickenlooper as governor of Colorado. Both of them were pro-Jew anyway. His campaign was focused on renewable energy, education, and income inequality. Now, this is the key, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I get a big kick out of this. I mean, this is how bad Jews need to win. Listen to this. This is right on the Times of Israel. In Florida, voters passed a ballot initiative to restore voting rights to 1.5 million former felons, which could work to Democrats' advantage in future elections. Jewish groups led the charge to pass the initiative. Jewish groups in America. What you've just heard is proof in meddling in elections. Not only that, but their felons don't have the right to vote, and they found a way to pass a ballot. See, the Senate and these states and everything else, they can't do anything to help the American people, but they can pass anything for these Jews. So let me read it to you again just so that you get this. This is how desperate the Jews are to hold their power. In Florida, and they're admitting to this, in Florida, voters passed a ballot initiative to restore voting rights to 1.5 million former felons, which could work to Democrats' advantage in future elections. Jewish groups led the charge to pass the initiative. You see why we don't want Jews in our country? You ought to understand that pretty quick, right? How do you like that? 12 Jewish or Jewish-adjacent races to watch in the midterms. You have candidate Jackie Rosen. Isn't that wonderful? She looks like a serpent. It says, JTA Nationwide, Americans will be watching the electoral map to see if a blue wave sweeps Democrats to control of the House of Representatives and maybe even the Senate, or if the Republicans hang on to one or both houses. And in a number of cases, Jewish candidates or issues will be central to which party wins and loses when the votes are counted. You know, I just saw a video of Trump saying anybody that wants to kill Jews, wants to wipe all the Jews off the planet, we're going to wipe them off the planet. We're going to kill them. So they want to make it like a law that you got to love Jews. Will former synagogue president Jackie Rosen, a Democrat, the Jew Democrat, unseat Senator Dean Heller in Heller in Nevada? Which Jewish candidate will win on the eastern Long Island? Will Illinois or Colorado end the night with Jewish governors elect? Yeah. Now listen to this. Here are 11 candidates and mostly close races that Jews should watch as the night unfolds. Representative Lee Zeldin, Republican, versus Perry Gershon, Democrat, New York, 1st District. This race between Jewish candidates, so you, either way you're getting a Jew, on the eastern end of Long Island has become a battle over President Donald Trump. Zeldin, one of the two Jewish Republicans in Congress, is an outspoken supporter of the president and has received his endorsement. Gershon reviles Trump and says to visit the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., inspired his run to combat authoritarianism. Isn't that wonderful? His visit to a Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., inspired his run to combat authoritarianism. Isn't that wonderful? Lena Epstein, Republican, Michigan. Guess what district? The 11th. The 11 Dukes of Edom. 11 is the number for the offspring of the devil. Epstein, a Jewish businesswoman with roots in the suburban Detroit Jewish community, raised eyebrows shortly after the shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue by inviting a defrocked messianic rabbi to address a rally headlined by Vice President Mike Pence. Jews of all stripes don't take kindly to the various Jews for Jesus movements. Did you hear that, Judeo-Christian? Hello, Judeo-Christian out there. This is David James talking to you now. Did you just hear this? This is on your Jewish site. Jews of all stripes. Of all stripes. Even the ones in the concentration camps. Don't take kindly to the various Jews for Jesus movements, because they're anti-Christ. And they're Christ killers. Epstein was the chair of Trump's 2016 campaign in Michigan. She is running to replace Republican David Trott, who is not running for re-election. I wonder how much he was paid not to run so that this Jew could get in. Huh? One day that fire will be crackling, and it will be crackling off on all the right reasons, because Yahweh is going to bring this fire down upon these filthy serpents. Now, let's see. The polls. Rear Clear Politics polling average puts Epstein 3.5 points behind her Democratic challenger, Haley Stevens. Epstein has a 20% chance of keeping the seat red. Yeah, well, sure, we need Jewish... We definitely need Jewish people in the Republican Party, too, because we're not supposed to go to the left or the right. We're supposed to stay in the way. Alyssa Slotkin, Democrat, Michigan, 8th District. Slotkin, who is Jewish, was raised on a farm and worked for the CIA. She is hoping to flip this district to blue, and has been endorsed by former President Barack Obama. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, I give a lot of credibility to Barack Obama, don't you? And if he's endorsing somebody, that really means something to me. How about you? Kathy Manning, Democrat, North Carolina, 13th District. Oh, she's a Jew. Manning is her last name, and she's a Jew. A philanthropist, of course. Had a long career as a Jewish organization leader before running for Congress in Central North Carolina this year. She was the first woman to chair the Jewish Federations of North America and was a founder of PRITSMA, an umbrella association of Jewish day schools. We already read that, but here it is in the same article. Oh, she's ugly as... I mean, you, if you were to look at this thing, you'd want to... You'd swear that's a man. Kim Schreier, Washington, Democrat, 8th District. Schreier, a Jewish pediatrician, is hoping to flip this seat after the retirement of Republican Dave Reichert. She said she was partly inspired to run after seeing the 2017 neo-Nazi rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. She had been endorsed by Obama. Listen to this. This is where the rubber meets the road, baby. The polls. The New York slime has Schreier edging her Republican opponent, Dino Rossi, by 3 points. And there's another case where you're going to get a Jew or a Jew. Get it? Do you see a pattern? You say, well, how do you know Rossi is a Jew? Well, there's this little thing called the Sicilian connection. I'd say that it's a good 85 to 95% chance that that's got the connection. Elaine Luria, Democrat, Virginia, 2nd District. Luria, a Jewish former Navy commander. Oh, yeah, sure. Is running in this coastal Virginia district that encompasses the Norfolk U.S. Navy base. She once organized a Passover Seder on an aircraft carrier. She's trying to flip her district to blue. The polls. Real Clear Politics has Luria trailing incumbent Republican Representative Scott Taylor by 5 points. Now, we know James Taylor's a Jew, and Taylor is often a Jew name. I wouldn't be surprised if that's not, you get a Jew one way or the other either. It says Luria has a nearly a 33% chance of winning. Yeah, Leslie Cockburn. Democrat, Virginia, 5th District. Cockburn, a former producer for the CBS news magazine 60 Minutes, quote-unquote, has gained attention in Jewish circles as the co-author of the 1991 book Dangerous Liaison, the inside story of U.S.-Israeli covert relationship, which harshly criticizes Israel. Isn't that terrible? She is seeking to replace retiring publican Thomas Garrett, a Republican who is retiring in that district that includes Charlottesville. All of a sudden, we just have a whole plethora of women in the offices where men belong. Yes, it's the age of the goddess, ladies and gentlemen. But, you see, there's a real problem with it because they're not leaders. You do understand that, right? They're not leaders. You see, when you look at what goes on around the world, I've mentioned this before, what kind of leadership has Merkel provided to Germany? Can you tell me what kind of leadership she has provided? She's led the country down the toilet. How about Theresa May? Has she led the UK in it? Has she done anything in the UK for the UK or anything? She's not a leader, no. How about Nancy Pelosi? What has she done for America? Nothing. Nothing at all. Because she's not a leader. Women aren't leaders. They're not natural leaders, and they're just not leaders. They may be liars. The ones that run for office, anyway. And a lot of them are Jewesses. But you think they're white women, don't you, America? Don't you? Republican Steve King, R of Iowa, 4th District. King, who has a history of provocative statements, has made headlines recently for his association with and support of white supremacists. He endorsed Faith Goldie, a far-right candidate for mayor of Toronto, shared anti-immigrant rhetoric with a far-right Republican in Austria, and retweeted a neo-Nazi. Two Jewish leaders in his state condemned King in a letter to the Des Moines Register, and the National Republican Congressional Committee says it will not support him. King is up by 7 points on Democratic challenger J.D. Scholten, another Jew. And King is a Jew name, too, for the most part. So it just goes on and on and on and on. And here it says about this Senator Menendez, which I believe he is Jewish, but it says Menendez is not Jewish, but is known as one of the most staunchly pro-Israel senators. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. And not only that, right? Just to prove that he's a Jew, right? It says it right here. Listen to this. Menendez's campaign has been tainted by his trial for corruption. A mistrial was declared last year. Hello? You see what we're talking about here? Is this amazing or is this amazing? And he has a 94.6% chance of winning, and yet they know that he's corrupt. Governors, J.P. Pritzker, he took over from Bruce Rauner, another Jew. It's amazing. This is just, it really is, you got to admit, stunning. So let's see this here. Where is this thing? See if I can find this. I don't know if I can find it still, but it's probably all on this one. Let me just see. Okay, this is kind of cool. This is from a fellow that was commenting on my video. And he says, this Mike Adams character got illuminated, all right, that Freemasonic Jew serving piece of dirt. Have you seen that 37-minute video that lunatic made? Make sure you watch it on an empty stomach or you will vomit. I couldn't even watch 5 minutes of it. I had to turn it off. The lies and Jew BS this kike-loving fraud spewed out was absolutely disgusting. He's definitely going to the flame, and a lying fraud like this is over health and nutrition. God help us all. Well, I did watch this video. I must tell you, it is absolutely disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. disgusting. This guy is so blind. He's saying that the Jews are good people and that their beautiful religion, they just wanted to go to their house of worship at the synagogue and worship their way at the synagogue, and they didn't do anything wrong. They're victims and all kinds of crap. I mean, you really would have vomited it to hear this. That he is actually, he said it hurt him that synagogue shooting took place in America, and he said it physically hurt him and everything else. And then he's talking about how fake the news is, but of course he doesn't say that this shooting, which is fake, is fake. He believes it wholeheartedly, and I'm telling you that I had talked about this before on the, I believe it was on the campfire, my first campfire show, that this fellow, the name of the site was called Real.Video. Now all of a sudden it's called Brighteon. You get it? Lucifer, the Illuminated One, the Light Bearer, Brighteon. Huh? Brighteon. This not-so-bright fellow is just totally duped. I almost felt a little sorry for him as much as he makes me want to vomit. But there's no way that he could be this dumb. There's just no way possible. This has to be a paid job, in my view. Hey, I might be wrong, but something just doesn't smell good here. It just doesn't smell good. Now, this fellow writes another comment. He said that this make-believe guy was a Trump-hating, Jew-hating, when Trump is a Jew left-wing Nazi, and that left-wing Nazis hate the Jews because their religion, and that they believe in a greater power of God, and that's a wonderful thing, that they believe in a greater power of God. That's why Trump and all the left-wingers, he says that all this Jewish rhetoric, this anti-Jewish rhetoric, is coming from the left. I remember him saying that. So that's what he's saying here. And it's just because of their religion, their wonderful religion known as Judaism. You see? These are left-wing Nazis, see? But he forgot to mention that their God is the devil, the commenter says. And there is no such thing as a left-wing Nazi. I thought they were all right-wingers, laughing out loud. But then again, the Jews are Ashkenazis, and they control both the left and the right paradigms through their democracy, which is another word for Jewish communism. See, he's got it. I've taught my people well. And he also said that these so-called left-wing Nazi and anti-God are anti-God, when we all know that every Jew on this planet is anti-God. You just heard it. Jews of all stripes, remember? I don't want to get too excited for you here. You know what I mean? After all, we're having a little campfire here, right? You see, they just said Jews of all stripes don't like the Jews for Jesus movements. They don't like anything to do with Jesus Christ. Remember, the ADL wouldn't mention the name Jesus Christ? Matter of fact, we know that the Jews' God is Lucifer because Saul Alinsky mentioned that. Because many of the Jews have mentioned that the devil is their God. But let's not forget that also money is their God. Now, what really cracks me up about this fellow is that he doesn't have any idea, this Mike Adams fellow, he doesn't have any idea what's in the Talmud. He just believes it's like it's a good religion, and that the Jews are good people, And he says that we all these people out here that are talking against the Jews are just doing that because of a few globalist Jews. I mean, you know, listen. I mean, if you heard this thing, it would just blow you away. I mean, you people that are awake, if you just listen to this crazy, crazy diatribe, you would realize how blind this fella is. And the key to the whole thing is, like I was talking about this kind of thing before, this fella thinks he's awake. He's awake and he knows about the medical conspiracy, he knows about the pharmaceutical conspiracy, but he never links it up to the Jews. It's only a few globalist Jews, you know what I mean? Doesn't have any idea about anything about the Talmud at all, doesn't know what it is, what it consists of, just believes it's holy books. And did I mention this to you too? This was one of the most beautiful things I heard today, and I figured I'd share this with you. The baby touching, baby killing Jewish Jesuit Pope came out today, and he said no Christian can speak against the Jews, can be anti-Semitic. A Christian can't be anti-Semitic. This shows you, right? It literally shows you that this I want to be kind, I suppose. This piece of garbage Pope doesn't even know about the words of Jesus Christ and who he was talking to. To say something like a Christian can't be anti-Jewish, or, you know, he used the term, right, anti-Semitic. Oh, you can believe this Pope, can't you, Catholic? You can't be against the Jews. The Jews are God's chosen people. You believe that, don't you? Who told you that they were God's chosen people, by the way? Oh, it was them? Really? And you believe that, right? You believe it wholeheartedly. You swallow that. You strain at a gnat, and you swallow a camel. I saw a fellow talking about me talking about that. You know, our people are like that, you know. Our people will try to find the smallest error in you, and they'll strain at a gnat, but they'll swallow the whole camel, like this Mike Adams fellow. Now, Adams is traditionally a Jewish name. He doesn't look Jewish, but he could be. Whatever he is, he's stupid. Well, I shouldn't say he's stupid. He's not really stupid. He's just completely blind, but thinks he's awake at the same time. Thinks he's in command of the truth and knows what the truth is. Has no idea that there's a war going on between the Jews and the Adamites. Has no idea about it at all. Just like most of the Judeo-Christians. Because they think Jesus is a Jew. And Trump is playing the game. He's playing right along with it like this synagogue thing was real. Now listen, I guarantee you Trump knows that that's not real. I guarantee you that he has intelligence. Not only his own intelligence, but he has intelligence to tell him what took place there. Everybody knows it was just a drill. There was no blood. There was no arrest of anybody by that name for shooting up a synagogue in Pennsylvania. This is a total false flag, and they're trying to use this to the T, and Trump has shown his Trump card. I knew not to trust this guy. I knew he was Jew loving, and he is. He's got himself surrounded by them, just like FDR, just like Obama, just like Clinton, just like all the rest of the Jew lovers and Jew presidents that pretended they weren't Jew. Just like the Bushes, who are Jewish. So what else does this fellow say here? He says, yeah, that we know that every Jew is on the planet is anti-God, yeah, anti-Christ, and that they will only tolerate Islam when the only religion that the Jews will tolerate is Islam, he says. Because they created it and they hate Christianity and God because their God is Hillel. And that's the real truth. And everything that this Mike Adams had to say was just the opposite of that. He's got so many videos of rubbish that 37 minute video was another one. And he's pointing me to some other ones. And he says, listen to everything he has to say and tell me your opinion, David. And he says, oh yeah, one more thing. This devil worshiper also said that if you're a Jew basher, you have special protection by YouTube, JewTube, and Twitter and Facebook and so on, when we all know that's an outright lie. If you even say Jew on Facebook, they ban you. And JudenTube closed down my account and yours and so many others who tell the truth about these satanic Jews. This Jew shill has definitely lost all credibility, yes, with me for sure, and was nothing but a shill from the very beginning, like so many others. And anybody who listens to Mike Adams or Alex Shekelstein Jones and many others are just as stupid as they are. Well, I'm going to tell you something that I'm probably going to remove my videos from Bridie on. He had said in there that anybody that hates the Jews does not belong on any of my channels. Well, your channel sucks anyway. There's almost nobody viewing these videos, any of these videos. Bridie on sucks. And so do you, Mike Adams. I'm going to take my own videos down off of it. And I don't need a Brighteon. I don't need a Brighteon account. Take your satanic, Freemasonic, Jew-loving butt and screw. And I'm not going to be reading any articles from your natural news either anymore. I just flushed you down the toilet, Mike Adams. How do you like that? You are so pathetic. I must say, I really don't want to be cruel, but you are so pathetic. So ill-informed, so ignorant. I mean, I don't think you're a stupid fellow. I think you're just playing some games here or something. And your podcast sucks, by the way, too. So goodbye, Brighteon. I'm going to remove my channel. I'm going to just down the channel myself. Instead of waiting for Mike to get rid of another Jew hater, I'll just get rid of myself off there. Your channel Brighteon sucks. Excuse my lurid language. But we're around the campfire right now, and when I think of fire, I think of what Yahweh's going to do to Esau, Edom, from the book of Obadiah. And we, the offspring of Yahweh, wait patiently for that day and look forward to it. And we're going to all have our beef hot dogs on their skewers ready to... No, I wouldn't even do that, because just think, right? Just think, when Yahweh burns up the Jews, possibly with the Dimona plant, Dimona, female demon, Dimona. When he burns them up with that, they're going to have, remember Uncle so-and-so, he had green smoke when they burnt him in the Nazi concentration camps. and Uncle So-and-so from this country, there was blue smoke, so we knew that was him. You've heard all these stupid stories, haven't you? And you swallowed it all. They've got some 94-year-old feller on trial right now over in Germany. They're trying him in a youth court because he was less than 21 when he supposedly did all these things wrong. You know, it is amazing what has taken place on this world. The funny thing is that, you know, since we know a lot about the truth of what has happened, we're not going to be so surprised when Yahweh tells us that Germany was righteous. We're not going to be surprised when we find out that the Jews were the most evil force on the planet with their father. You know what I mean? And they're calling Hitler the most evil force and the German people, and they hate the German people and they hate Christ. And yet they make hate laws and tell you who you can hate and cannot hate. This is just absolutely... I mean, you really need to think about this stuff because... sooner or later it's going to dawn on Marblehead. You know what I mean? Sooner or later you're going to say, whoa, wait a second, man. Woo, woo, woo. Something ain't right here. So, goodbye, Mike Adams. Thanks for nothing. And so, it turns out that Brighteon was a lie. Oh, it was true while it was called Real.Video, but all of a sudden, now that it's called Brighteon, and, you know, they want you to support that channel by buying from their store, right? And all the stuff in their store they want you to buy is, like, very, very expensive. I mean, crazily expensive stuff, you know what I mean? And so, good luck and good riddance. So it's not going to be a free speech platform. He's just been bought off by the Jews or something has happened. That's the key note to that is that it turned into Brighteon. Now he'll probably come out with something. No, the reason why we did that is because this is the eon of brightness. Some nonsense. Yeah, you've been illuminated, sonny boy. Don't worry about it. It's okay if you caved into the Jews. Just wait till you meet Yahweh and everything will be explained to you very quickly. You're going to know what Brighteon is when you taste the flame. So our Pope says Christians can't be anti-Semitic. They can't. And yet, Christ is anti-Semitic. I mean, of course, it's not Semitic. Christ is a Semite. He's not a Jew, though. And the Jews aren't Semites, you see? But I've explained that hundreds and hundreds of times, that the joke is that when you're anti-Semitic, that means you're anti-white. Okay? The Jews are not white. I know they look white, but they are great chameleons. They've race mixed with all the people on the planet. If they want to look like cowboys like George Bush, you thought he was a white cowboy, didn't you? But he's not white. And you thought Hillary was white, but she's not white. They might have mixed with white people, but they're not white. Henry Kissinger's not white. And so on and so forth. So here we are sitting around the fire contemplating all these wonderful things. Isn't it amazing? Here's another story I've told a couple of people today. I want you to get a load of this. Here I am, a man that tells the truth, okay? I tell the truth, I try to help my people. And I have probably 12 supporters. 12 regular supporters. I may have a few others that support from time to time. Now listen, I'm telling the truth, right? Or am I? Tell me. Well, listen to this. It says, based negress in red hat scams gullible boomer cucks out of pension bucks. Where do you get a load of this? Hate is learned. No, it's not. And this negress has just taught a lot of gullible white boomer fags a valuable lesson. A woman identifying herself as reformed Republican posted a photo of herself in a Make America Great Again hat and announced she refused to hide any longer. The way the story ended, however, was not the way Republicans would have hoped. I will not hide any longer. The left has made us feel as if us black Republicans should hide, but not anymore, she says. I will not hide any longer. The left has made us feel as if... she repeats it over and over. And so then she says, thank you all so much for your overwhelming support. After seeing this tweet, my parents cut me off and refused to pay my university tuition. So if you can find it in your hearts to help this young black Republican pay for school, it would be appreciated. She showed text message conversations about finding a place to live and only having a part-time job because she's in school. I don't know if these texts were originally real or not, but they were definitely not from her mom. Seriously, this negress really followed through, and that's respect-worthy. She posted a GoFundMe link to a since-deleted request for help. She raised over $150,000 off of conservative donors. Once she was finally outed, she explained that it wasn't stealing because Republicans aren't people to begin with. So you wanted to go to the right, and you wanted to go to the left. How do you like that? So the point of the whole thing is this thing, this black thing, tells you a lie, my white brothers and sisters, and you just throw all kinds of cash at her. $150,000 worth. But I've got 12, you know, regular supporters. About. Not always, but some about 12. I know that at one time my audience was around 600 to 1,000 in estimation. It could have been bigger. You get it? I get it. People, the truth is just not popular. Lies are something that the people are, especially our boomers, they love lies. They've always loved lies since they were young children. You know, I was thinking about this too. I figure I'd mention it's 11:11. You know, I want to get a drink, and why don't you just, it'll just take me a sec. You can listen to the fire for a second or something. But I want you to think of this. I was thinking of it today, that all my musical heroes like Paul McCartney and I suppose you could say John Lennon and you know, others like them in Britain, when they decided to sell their souls to the devil and they decided to work with the Tavistock Institute and go over and change society, change the world, and they were proud to have the power to do so. I was listening to Sgt. Pepper's, the album, which I haven't listened to in a long time, and I like it a lot. But I have no more respect for these so-called musical heroes. They're good musicians, but they're rotten pieces of garbage. Now, I know John Lennon would be very happy because he was a communist anyway. And he was anti-Christ. He was pro-race mixing, etc., etc., etc. And he was a devil worshipper, too. He lived at that place in New York where Rosemary's Baby was made. It's a satanic hotel. And I'm sure he'd be very proud of how the world is now. But I was listening. It's getting better all the time. Better, better, better. It's getting better all the time. And he talks about how it can't get any worse. Right? Just imagine Mr. Sir Paul McCartney over there on the... in the UK cuckland. Can you imagine what his thoughts are on how he changed the world? I bet he has no conscience at all. I bet he's still proud of himself. Like, wow, look what I did to the UK. I've destroyed this whole world. Look at America. Look at the youth. I've destroyed them with drugs. Look at the power I've wielded. As I give you my Freemasonic signs with my hand in my shirt and the OK666 signs, and Johnny Boy gives you the Il Cornuto devil sign. Yeah. Well, I love the Beatles music. How could you not like that? But I found out that they're Jews. I knew Ringo Starr was a Jew. Just look at the schnoz on him. Richard Starkey, right? But I suspect Harrison to be a Jew too. And I severely suspect Lennon's a Jew. McCartney, strangely enough, I knew he was a Freemason, so that would qualify him, but he always marries Jewesses, except for one of the wives, I believe. And now all of a sudden his nose is big and hooked, like Willie Nelson's. Go look at some pictures of Willie Nelson. His nose is hugely hooked. But it wasn't like that earlier. Now, I'm telling you, I know what I see. I don't know about you. Have you ever listened to the How to Identify a Jew series that we play? And I've sent several of you the book, the two PDFs that come with it, where they show you the hair coming down to a peak like a Dracula, right? I mean, it is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so I wonder what you think of those heroes now. I wonder what Paul McCartney thinks when he looks at London. You would have thought that somebody like him would have stood up and said, let's stop this immigration and all this nonsense, right? But you won't hear a peep. As a matter of fact, the last thing I remember him hearing, he was pro something of this or something. So, I mean, there goes your musical hero down the drain. Scum. Absolute scum. And so now he's an old man and he sold out just like Jimmy Page et al. And now all they have to do is look back on their career and the good old days, and that's all that's left. There's nothing left. And they have to say to themselves, you have to wonder, right? They have to be saying, was it really worth it? And of course they'd say, yep. But that doesn't seem to be what I see in Jimmy Page's face. I see the worry. The worry that death is near. See, after all, Paul is a Freemason. And they tell him all the time how he's a God man. So he doesn't have time to think about anything negative. He's too busy thinking positive. See? It's a shame. Because what... I'm still with you. I'm just moving over here to grab a quick drink, if you don't mind. Just a nice little water. While the fire gets louder. But... you know what I found out it really is? I found out that what it really is, all this stuff, that when you're a young man, you've got the devil and his children that are putting out honey traps all over the place. And you can't help but be attracted to these honey traps. Music is sweet. The Beatles' music, it was really great. You may not think so, but I think it is. I don't think there's hardly anybody that can sing as good as the Beatles. I mean, as far as, like, I'm not talking about Robert Plant or some of the better singers in the world, but, I mean, the Beatles are fine singers. Compared to anybody today, they blow them so far off the map, it's not even funny. Even Ringo can sing better than all of them. Their drummer. But you see, it was a honey trap. It was a Jewish honey trap. And they even could get, they'd do a song like, you know, Till I'm 64, When I'm 64. Even old people would like the Beatles music. And that was part of the honey trap. Then they'd let their children have those albums. The first album I was ever given was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. There's not a bad song on the whole thing. I mean, as far as, like, it's just a great album. And what it did was it gave me a dream, a musical dream. I had musical talents. And I took those talents and I used those talents. I learned how to play all the instruments that I could. And then, you know, I was doing drums and everything, and I had a friend who really wasn't much of a friend, but he had a drum set. And I used to get to play on that, and then that really, really pushed me forward in the wanting to learn how to play rock music and so on and so forth. It really wasn't rock music, but just music. Music in itself is not evil, like the television in itself is not evil. The television could have been used in such a positive way that it could have benefited society just unbelievably. You wouldn't have to pay to have schools. You could have school on television. And so many wonderful things. You could educate. There'd be no need of college. There'd be no need of any of that. Spending any of that money. Maybe just you know, because you wouldn't have to have the buildings. The teacher wouldn't have to go to a school. They could just do it all from their home and everything else. So it would have made everything so much easier. But anyway, neither here nor there. These are all honey traps. Drugs were a honey trap. Beer and alcohol for some people are a honey trap. Women are a honey trap. When you're young, you got to conquer that land. And that honey trap has trapped a lot of people. It's funny how the devil was the honey trap for Eve. It was kind of a reverse deal there. So, Freemasonry is a honey trap for intelligent Adamite people. And they use flattery to get them into these organizations, and then once they've taken oaths, they can't get out of it. For the most part. Most people don't get out of it, I don't believe. Most people just continue. So honey traps, when you think of, you know, John was talking in the album how, you know, that everybody was walking around with, you know, half asleep and this and that. You wonder, we're working all these hours all the time. You wonder why people are walking around half asleep. We're not functioning on full capacity. Do you know what I mean? In other words, 8 hours of sleep is extremely important to your health. And it's hard to be able to get that for many people, especially if you're working these jobs and they're working you and overworking you so that you never have time to seek the truth. Now that's something to think about, folks. Well, I hope you enjoyed this fireside chat with David James. And join me next time.
The edge of day, engaged in play. I've walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hidden inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just